This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. An estimated 26 million people in the U.S. suffer from diabetes, and that means treatment for the disease is big business. But now the Food and Drug Administration is trying to shut off sales of what it calls bogus treatments by threatening legal action. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports on what's at stake.
The FDA is targeting products sold as natural or homeopathic treatments for diabetes. The FDA says some of them contain active pharmaceutical ingredients that could hurt people taking them. Companies that sell diabetes drugs online without a prescription are also being targeted. The market for diabetes drugs is huge. $22 billion worth of prescription diabetes medications were sold last year, according to healthcare consultant Jerry Katz, who says the market is growing fast.
Sales have increased 60% over 4 years. They were at almost $14 billion. They've gone to $22 billion. It's an extraordinary growth.
Katz says makers of diabetes supplements and other products want to piggyback on that growth with slick marketing, portraying their products as alternatives to prescription medications. Katz says people with diabetes bought the hype, but that may stop now that the FDA has gone so publicly against them. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.